Okay, Brother Jim, this is back to part two on woe to you men that call yourself teachers and leaders. So more on leaders. 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop and he desireth a good work, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rule his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the body of Christ, the body of God? Not a novice, lest he be lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Let's talk about a few of these. The word brawler, amachos. Isn't that interesting? The word macho, macho man, right? It means a fighter. If you're a leader, you're not supposed to be a fighter. Oh, we fight for the faith that was once delivered per Jude. We don't physically fight with guns and weapons and patriotic juices flowing through our vein that's going to cause us to fall into much sin and be a reproach against Christ. How about where he talks about being a good report? How can we have that good report with the culture around us and the people around us if we're militant? We're striving for politics, freedoms, anti-government ways, guns and fighting versus leading people to freedom in Jesus Christ by the gospel. It just doesn't work, folks. Wisdom will tell you that, but wisdom comes from above, doesn't it? I see the evil powers that are staging around us, men. And they want to label us Bible believers, those of us outside of the mainstream churchianity that's already folded to all of the New World ways, as violent radicals. And these false Bible men are, again, they're helping them to pull it off as wicked workers of Satan. These false men are going to cause true saints to get more persecution, get thrown in jail, probably torture, and killed if the Father wills it. And what a stain against the holy body of Christ they really are. This is why I'm so passionate, and I'm warning you men against this. Now, what is our charge, teachers, men of God? What's our charge? 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Peace? How do we have peace if we're fighting the government, getting guns, whooping up on our wives, acting carnal and fleshly? How can we have peace? Without spot. That means no sin, no fault. Are you striving to live without fault? You know, every time I go out and street preach and call religious places to strive to be holy and perfect, they say, yeah, you self-righteous person. Look at you. You think you're arrogant and prideful. But it's exactly what the Bible calls us to strive for. And blameless. We're to strive to be blameless so that people around us have no reason to bring a cause or a case against us. Okay? Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect. Now that word means fully mature. Are you striving to be fully mature, you men who claim to be teachers and men of God? How can this be obtained to glorify God if you allow yourself to live in the world, like the world, caught up in the world, caught up in all the current day affairs, politics, patriotism, election results, corruption all around you, losing sight of the goal? The first goal is holiness and serving God and obedience and loving him, the great command. The second command is likened to it, love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you want them to have the biblical gospel to eternal life more than more freedom in America. How can you be that example if you're being arrested on gun charges or whooping up on your wife, or you're living a worldly, carnal life? I'm asking you. Neither of these false men live up to what God calls us to. Both of them, in fact, just play Sunday church. And that's the whole reason we're against the church system. You know, I pray, men, that we all check our hearts lest we be led away in sin. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Think about that. Hardened. That's what's happened to these men. They've allowed their hearts to be hardened. Any Christ seeker who would willingly shoot and harm anyone for their own personal freedoms and patriotism is a wicked, demented, defiled man. Think about that. That's the deceitfulness of sin that hardens you. They haven't walked in holiness, so they're going to fall before a holy God. Also, as I said before, both these men, they don't have holy, godly men around them. They laugh and mock at men that come around them to try to bring them to greater truth, holiness, righteousness, obedience. Or they would have seen this coming and helped them. I saw it just from their Facebook posts on the outside and the little bit of communication I had before they blocked me. How sad. No, I'm asking you men of God, you men of God that claim to be true men of God, to repent, put off the flesh. Don't walk in it. You will not fulfill the deeds of the flesh if you don't walk in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, Paul says. And here's my prescription to do this. Obviously, by the gospel, being born again, studying God's word, being ready to obey it all. But then practical advice. Come out of the media. Throw away the news. Get off the internet and the news feeds. Get out of this culture. TV, movies, sports, entertainment, carnal thoughts, corrupt churchianity and all of its false ways and its systems, and be consumed, be ye consumed by the truth of God's word, all right? Be guided by the Spirit, not by your flesh, and you will not fall like these fleshly carnal men have fallen, smearing our Father's name and ruining their own testimony, which is against the Father because they claim to be of Christ. That's what we do. My God, oh, my God, is a consuming fire. Go read Hebrews 12:29. Now, I have a question. I did an audio on this not long ago. What are you going to be consumed by? Are you going to be consumed by His truth, His mercy, His holiness, His righteousness unto eternal life? Is that what you're consumed by, men? Or are you consumed by your flesh right now, living worldly, carnal, thinking of this life instead of the life to come? Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. And then are you going to be consumed totally in eternity by the wrath and judgment of God to come because of your sin and your rebellion? No. Woe to you men of God that claim Christ and claim to be teachers. Walk worthy of being called a teacher and a Christian. Test yourself to see if you're in the flesh, to see if this culture has a hold of you. Be a biblical Berean, Acts 17. Walk in the ways of God. You won't sin and be led to destruction. And your witness will be protected, not like these false men that are now exposed all over the internet, and their fruit is shown and they're reaping what they've sown, and they are not laughing anymore. I told both of them I'll come to prison and preach to them if they'll listen. Not sure that's going to happen. Hey, we have enough evil men coming down against true men of God in these last days. Do not, listen to me, I plead with you, do not give more fuel to the fire of the enemy Satan. He's preparing a fire of tribulation against us. He's going to come against the saints of God in the tribulation. We're going to suffer the wrath of Satan, not God, in the great tribulation. Don't give Satan fire. All right? Don't be like them. And remember, if you're listening to this and you claim to be a man of God, like them, you've been warned now. Another man of God has warned you about the flesh, compromise, sin, patriotism, worldliness, any illegal activity, physical harm against others. You've been warned. And if you continue in these things, that's called willful sin. And you will be held accountable before a holy God. Grace and mercy does not cover sin. We will not forsake. No, repent, ye men of God. Live holy. obey the gospel to eternal life to come. That's my plea to you today. This has been Brother Jim. I love you all. I love those men that fell, but they're wicked workers. They're reaping what they've sown. What will you sow? I hope it's truth, holiness, righteousness. Ephesians 5:9. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Let me know how I can help you in that, all right? I got to get down the gospel road, getting ready to preach outside a big world famous place that everybody knows. I'm not going to tell you where it is. Watch our Spirit and Truth blog and you'll see. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Go out and have a glorious day. Repent, ye men of God. May God be praised.